welcome to The Grand Cast, season number 4, episode number 6. Today is Tuesday, a rare Tuesday recording. Possibly the first ever, I'm not sure. I'll have to consult the archives. Tuesday, November the 21st. It's getting cold out. 2017. My guest this evening, since it's dark super early, well, I guess it's not that early, it's 7:12 p.m. Completely dark out.
It is pitch black.
My guest, Megan Elaine.
Yay, wait. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
This is recorded in front of a live studio audience, right?
yeah. Yes, and. Yes, I'm trying to get better at improvisation, yes-anding things.
Oh, yeah, it's helpful in all the world.
It is. It makes life more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not negating people's premises, listening to your partners, and...
Also, avoiding arguments, I found.
Yeah?
It's a great way to just say yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
There you go.
I like to start out each show by going over the mission statement and goals. So the mission statement is that the purpose of the Grand Cast is to explore the comedy scene in Grand Rapids, Michigan, as it exists in 2017 through a series of conversations.
I like it.
And I have two goals. The first is to post one new episode weekly. I've gotten mostly back on track there, slipped for a while. This is the end of summer and life, and not the end of life, but...
Right. End of summer, comma, life is fun.
Also, life was happening.
Right.
Yeah. Or the end of summer life.
There you go.
Beginning of winter life. And then my second goal is to make at least 2 people's day better through the creation of quality content.
Ooh, I'm sure you do.
I like to think I do.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to get the stats on that.
Yeah, don't get a lot of affirmation with this show, but that's okay.
I know. Where would people post affirmation if they were going to for a podcast?
Facebook. Yeah.
I was going to say, because if you post something anywhere else, instant affirmation's easy, but podcasts are a little different.
Or you could email grandcastgr@gmail.com.
Plugs.
Or tell me in person.
Yeah, like a high five would suffice.
Yeah.
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 I'll high-five you next time. Great. I see you. It'll be very organic.
Not scripted at all.
No.
And for this episode, with this being 2 days away from Thanksgiving, I'm going to read a short excerpt about Thanksgiving, compliments of the Wikipedia Foundation. Thanksgiving Day is a national holiday celebrated in Canada, the United States, some of the Caribbean islands, and Liberia.
Hmm.
Began as a day of giving thanks for the blessing of the harvest and of the preceding year. Similarly named festival holidays occur in Germany and Japan. Thanksgiving is celebrated on the second Monday of October in Canada and on the fourth Thursday of November in the United States, and around the same part of the year in other places. Although Thanksgiving has historical roots in religious and cultural traditions, it has long been celebrated as a secular holiday as well. So my first question to you, Megan, pumpkin spice?
Everything.
Everything?
No, probably not everything. I did make a video about pumpkin spice everything just recently, though, and it was called The Forever 21 non-essentials line. And it was like pumpkin spice Vaseline.
Oh.
Pumpkin spice Drano.
Sure.
Bleach.
Yeah. Mask the smell of the...
There you go. But personally, I like pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm. Pumpkin spice is okay, but I wouldn't like... I'd do more for a Klondike bar than I would do for pumpkin spice something.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
I will... eat anything you put in front of me. No, I don't know what I would do for a Klondike bar. Depends on how high I was.
Yeah, that's fair. It impairs judgment and makes food more rewarding?
Yes.
Yeah. They make all kinds of Klondike bars now.
Do they make pumpkin spice Klondike bars?
Probably.
That's something we need to look into.
Try to stay out of the freezer section of the grocery store. Because I make bad decisions there.
Mm-hmm. I'm lactose sensitive, so I hear you.
I just like ice cream. What is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
The gravy. My mom makes really legit gravy.
Brown gravy or?
She uses it like from the ham. So it's ham gravy. So she uses the juices from the ham and then like adds flour and shit to it. I don't know how you make gravy.
Me either. That sounds right.
You put flour in it. Yeah. I don't know if other people do other things. I don't know. I know nothing about cooking, if that was your next question.
It wasn't, but now I'm curious. What is your favorite thing to cook?
Oh, man, it tastes bad when I cook. So I make ramen noodles a lot.
Noodles are delicious.
Yeah, and I put eggs in it.
Ooh.
I figured out how to poach an egg perfectly, put it in the microwave, in water, and then dump the water out, and it's just, perfectly soft-boiled.
Mm. Runny yolk still?
Yeah. Oh, but, the white's, mostly cooked.
Mm.
It's good stuff. So I'm very domestic.
Someone recently told me that they liked getting different types of ramen from Asian grocery stores because they have kinds of different varieties and flavors. And
they do. I should try that. Do a ramen noodle haul video.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Sample a whole variety of.
Giving me ideas for my own show.
Is it, you have inaccurate and inappropriate?
Yes. That's the main one.
Are there additional shows?
No. We have funny girl shows, obviously, but
yes,
that's a huge collective.
The beverage variety episode was very interesting, combining the
different
flavors.
Oh, man. We were going to do something more than that, but then we just gave up on the game.
I can't believe Clamato is a thing.
Yeah, it's not. I didn't even try it because I was like, there's no way that this is possibly good.
I think I would throw up just from the idea of drinking clam juice mixed with tomato. And that was mixed with Budweiser also? With
Budweiser, yeah.
What? Who came up with that?
It's why would you can? I get putting Bloody Mary mix in a beer, but why would you can it? Don't do that.
Mm.
Yes.
Kara seemed to like it all right.
Yeah, she's nasty.
What is your favorite color?
To wear or to look at?
Both.
Ooh. So my favorite color to wear is obviously black.
For the listening audience, Megan is wearing all black.
Mm-hmm. From head to toe.
Socks? Yep, black socks.
Everything. Also, my t-shirt. You remember A Goofy Movie?
Yes.
This is the band.
Powerful Standout Tour. Oh, Powerline.
Yeah, the Powerline Standout Tour, and then it's got dates on the back.
Nice.
It's a score from Target. My favorite color to look at? It's deep eggplant-y red. Purple.
Hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
If you had to be transformed into an animal, which type of animal would you choose to be?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know. I have really bad allergies. Would my allergies also come with me?
That's a good question. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to be an elephant.
Which continent?
Oh, I kind of want to take my answer back.
Oh.
I changed my mind. I want to be a slug.
A slug?
Yes.
A sea slug or a land slug?
Land slug. The sea is too scary. We don't even know what's down there.
It could be anything.
It literally could be. And Jimmy Hoffa could be down there.
Probably.
It probably is.
Or we'd have found it by now.
Yeah.
What is your earliest memory of experiencing comedy?
SNL has been my everything. That's actually my ultimate goal as a comedian, is to just be on SNL, which I feel seems very attainable.
Yeah.
It can't be that hard. I mean, they get new members all the time. Yeah. So that's the ultimate goal. I remember watching the era of Chris Farley, David Spade, and Adam Sandler, especially them doing that sketch where they're like, they work at the Gap or something in the mall. And they're like, I have carpal tunnel syndrome from folding these scarves. Like, that was, I've always wanted to be Chris Farley, so.
Huh.
I love him. R.I.P.
Yeah. Who else was on that era? Was that Norm MacDonald around then?
I think he's a little earlier. Maybe he was doing Weekend Update, though.
He did Weekend Update for a long time.
Long time.
He was really good at it.
Yeah.
He does a podcast now. Like a live, I don't know if it's live, but also a video.
Oh, really?
And he has a YouTube channel.
So like diehard fans of him on SNL get their fix.
It is pure Norm.
Yeah.
And he gets a lot of big names. Like,
I'm sure.
Letterman was on and that was really interesting.
Yeah.
Like Letterman, he's a character anyway. And he is not holding back in his retirement.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. The Seinfeld one was pretty good, too.
I have to check this out.
Yeah. They're like an hour long, I think. And his sidekick is kind of eh.
Oh, his sidekick's not that fun?
I mean...
Are you ever going to get a sidekick?
I don't know. Not for this show.
Can't you just picture just like Josh standing here on a podium?
Yes.
And he's just got like buzzers and shit and bells that he dings.
That would be fantastic.
There you go.
Yeah. Maybe next year? I don't know. We'll see. There's
Has
some
he had
things.
An episode?
Two episodes.
Well, for his next one, all he gets to do is that.
Huh. Yeah. I'll have to see if he's interested. How did you first get involved in performing comedy?
Performing, I've been performing in like plays and doing improv since I was like in middle school. Yeah, middle school. And then like sixth grade-ish. And then performing wise, I was doing YouTube channel. I had a YouTube channel and was doing comedy on there by myself before I met Aaron Betka, the president of Funny Girls. Before Funny Girls was a thing. Their first thing was four of them reading journals at the improv festival. So I happened to see that, them do their things. They went by the name of Funny Girls. And Aaron and I sat down and talked after that, after we had met there. I was moving to Chicago because I didn't think there was any comedy here and like to get involved with. And Aaron was like, I want to build a thing that's for women and it's going to be Funny Girls and it's going to be like a collective of comedians. And I was like, that sounds perfect, but I'm moving to Chicago. And she was like, don't. So I was like, okay. And then I stayed here. And that's when I started performing comedy, was with Funny Girls gave me that outlet 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago. So yeah, not very long.
I wonder if there's like a BFG before Funny Girls and A.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Start a new timeline.
That's like a, I don't even know what you would call that, turning point.
Mm-hmm. But it's changed my life, definitely. Funny Girls has.
I really liked during Griff, the Kara's prison letters instead of a journal.
Oh, yeah.
That was...
Those girls are crazy.
Yes. And that leads us to the next question. It's not even a question. And there's been all kinds of confusion about this. Let's talk about Funny Girls.
Yeah.
But really what I'm asking is for you to please talk about Funny Girls. I just like the way that Let's Talk About sounds. So
yeah.
I've been sticking with that, even though it's caused no small amount of consternation.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm not entirely certain either.
I'm gonna check. Sorry, I just hit that whole table.
Sorry, Josh. Sorry, Matt. Define consternation.
Consternation means feelings of anxiety or dismay, typically at something unexpected.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Close. That was very smart of you. I forget we have technology sometimes.
It works like half the time. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. So, Funny Girls. That's yes. What we're going to talk about.
Yes, please.
It's an all-female comedy collective. We just noticed that, like, we love our guy friends that do comedy, and we love supporting them, and they're, we have amazing support from the men in the comedy community, but it just seemed that every group 2 years ago in Grand Rapids was mostly men and, like, a girl maybe two, if you were daring, but not much more than that, which, like, is fine. I mean, if girls aren't joining, but I think that having somewhere where they can start with, I don't know, more space to grow, then they can move into being in a male-dominated group without feeling like they're being, you know, trampled on. Just empowering them, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Making a space for women so that they don't feel like they're the only one who think farts are funny. Because we all think farts are funny.
Hilarious. Yeah. Occasionally unfunny. But...
Yes. Occasionally yeah. It's not a good situation, but...
Most of the time. Yeah.
So, yeah. That's why we started. And it's been great. We've been doing a lot of shows. We're on episode, like, I don't know, 30-something? I have no idea what episode we're on. But we track our shows by... episode one to whatever it is now, and then they have a theme.
Each episode
has a theme and like a pun-ish kind of, not all are puns, but this month is winter soul sisters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Instead of solstice.
Yes. Yeah. I was trying to say it with the right emphasis on the right syllables.
Solstice.
Because else it's just winter soul sisters, which, do you know what I mean?
I like that. The Grand Cast seasons are based on the solstices and equinoxes.
That's so very cool.
They're literal seasons.
That I makes like sense,
literal
though.
Literal things.
That does.
Let's talk about inaccurate and inappropriate.
All right. Inaccurate and Inappropriate is a show that is a like a YouTube series, but on Facebook. A Facebook series, if you will. We found that Facebook is easier to share and watch videos on than sending links to YouTube via Facebook. More clicks. So,
yes.
Yep, my friend Kara, I call her my comedy wife. She's been on the show before. And I started this a year ago, maybe, where we just wanted to do something outside of Funny Girls together where we could do anything we wanted and have as much attention as we wanted with no rules. So, yeah, we just started talking at a camera and people seemed to like our back and forth. Kara's the one who's, you know, very smart and accurate, but inappropriate. And I am very inaccurate in everything I say. Because if I don't know what it is, I just make it up. So fake it till you make it. So we started that. And then it blew up when I interviewed Donnie Wahlberg on accident earlier this year. And I say accident because we just like ran into him. Like waiting for him to come out of his bus, ran into him. And then I interviewed him and he shared it, went viral. So we've got a lot of fans now, which is really cool because they're really sweet fans. They're really nice. We don't have like any trolls or anything. We kind of welcome trolls. We wish people would be a little bit. We're like, come on, give us some drama, guys. Like, somebody say something mean so that we can have a Facebook fight. But yeah, we have really, really nice viewers that are faithful, and it makes it really fun to like make things when people want to see them. So yeah, it's been good.
That's a weekly.
It is weekly. We just had a unannounced break where Kara and I got super busy. She had to go on the New Kids on the Block tour because that was pressing. And I just was in the middle of changing jobs. So we took a little break, but it is supposed to be weekly. Every Friday is a new video.
And that's on facebook.com/inaccurateandinappropriate?
Mm-hmm.
Is it elsewhere on the web, or is that your primary?
We do also post it on YouTube, but we just don't see as many views there, so it's kind of more just like for an archive.
Yeah.
In case Facebook melts one day, which I doubt.
Zuckerbergs us.
What if he loses his mind and then he hits the big button, I imagine, that is in his office that says, like, on and off, and it's all of Facebook?
Yeah, he could. He's got the voting shares for it.
Mm-hmm.
He can do whatever.
This is true.
It's a lot of power for one man to have.
I know. Somebody should really check. There should be a check and balance.
Yeah, but capitalism, so.
Am I right? That's what my tattoo says. Capitalism, am I right? I'm just kidding.
You have at least one tattoo.
Yes, I have a lot of tattoos. They're kind of boring. I have the one of Michigan everybody likes to point out. And they're like, is that Wisconsin? And I'm like, there's no such thing as Wisconsin.
If anything, it's Eastconsin.
Yeah. That is very accurate.
And that's Grand Rapids?
Yeah, with a star on the Grand Rapids, yeah. Meh. Doesn't tell a story. My tattoos are very just like, oh, yeah, they're there. I got them.
Is the other one like a lotus flower? Or?
My friend drew it. It's my friend Emily works at Honest to Goodness. And I was like, put some art on me. So, because I'm such a fan of art. I am. I said that sarcastically, but I like art.
Do you have a favorite art medium?
Instagram. Yeah.
The video part or the photo part or just the whole experience?
Both of them. Have you ever watched people tattoo their entire bodies? Like in like GMG, what are they called? Just like shapes, like a bunch of triangles or like.
I haven't watched that.
Okay, it's intense. It's insane.
It's in like real time?
Well, it's just like sped up, but like you can just see somebody's like entire back or body get.
Wow.
That's, it's intense. People do that though.
Yeah. I mean, there's what, like 7.4 billion people now? So pretty yeah. much everything's going to be done somewhere by someone.
Man, I never thought of it that way. That's very true.
Yeah. And now because of the internet, we know it's happening. Like
right now.
Yeah. You can watch it live on Instagram.
Right, for real.
What a time to be alive. Have you tried performing other, that question doesn't fit very well, but have you tried performing other forms of comedy besides sketch and stand-up and improv, which are all the three forms I was asking about? So well, we can just...
I also sometimes actually do musical comedy.
There we go.
So there you go.
Musical comedy.
Yeah, like... Kara and I had an idea one time. We went to Rumors at... like 2 p.m. I don't suggest it.
They're open that early?
Yeah. And It was, we got dirtiest looks from just like the one person at the bar and the one bartender. Like we were not supposed to be there. And I was like, I'm gay. It's cool, guys. I'm like, everyone's a little gay. So she's probably a little gay too. But we went in there and we were talking about sketches and we had the idea to do like a Now That's What I Call Music style thing. So we just like rewrite little clips of a bunch of different songs and then put them all together in like a medley. So we've done that with Funny Girls. We've done it all collectively where we sit down and write songs, and then ones where we do it by ourselves and bring them together. And then Karen and I've done it for Inaccurate and Inappropriate for our live shows. So there's one other form of comedy, just rewriting songs, but it's like Weird Al Yankovic style.
I saw the one live show at Creston, which was really good. Have you done additional ones?
No, we did have a date set with them, but we got too busy with, I think we had another gig and we got double booked for something, but we do look forward to performing there again. That was really fun. The audience was awesome.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect. I thought it might just be like a live version of Inaccurate and Inappropriate, but then you did the stand-up and you did the music. And
did you like it like that?
Yeah, it was a great variety show.
Cool. That's what I always
for it too.
That's awesome, because we were really nervous and we were like, well, what are we going to do? Our show is just us talking. But I think that something that we love watching other people comedy shows is the variety of, like, we both were like, well, geez, I don't want to talk too long and I don't want you to talk too long. People are going to get sick of us real quick, so we better switch it back and forth pretty often. So that's awesome. Thank you so much for coming too.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I was really sad to miss Grand Rapids the musical, though.
I wasn't a part of making that. That was the first episode of With Funny Girls that I've sat out since the beginning.
Oh.
Yeah, where I had nothing to do with the production. I had nothing to do with the writing, and I got to watch it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was so impressed. I was like, I want to be a funny girl. And I was like, wait, I can be. I am. But I just was like, these girls are so cool.
Yeah.
So I like had a new appreciation for all of the work that everyone does, because I was like, this is a good musical.
I'm silly, hoping for a reprisal at some point.
Yeah, I think that they should definitely do it again. I think it was too good to just be done once. Probably at a comm show, we could push for that.
Ooh, hopefully.
Yeah.
For watching, do you prefer improv, stand-up, or sketch comedy?
For me to watch it? Mm-hmm. I was just saying this the other day. Sometimes improv is just so painful for me to watch. Not all the time. It's just sometimes you're like, oh, you just said no to her or something like that.
Yeah.
That gets a little painful.
When people break the rules.
Yeah, breaking the rules. I'm like, oh, like I cringe a little bit. But I'm sure I break the rules too. I think I love sketch comedy the best to watch and to do.
Hmm.
I think that sketch comedy is my all-around favorite form.
What is a good movie that you watched recently?
Ooh, I watch a lot of movies too.
You prefer the theater or watching at home?
I watch it at home. I've got that Fire Stick.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody got that Kodi app on it for me.
Oh, only the legal plugins, I'm sure.
Only legal. It's all legal. I've never even downloaded a song legally. Please, LimeWire, never heard of it.
That's old school.
That is old school. Oh, I saw this movie. Have you seen Arrival?
Yes.
That was pretty good.
It was very well done.
Yeah, I had to watch it twice.
Mm.
Because I feel like I needed to know stuff at the end to watch it in the beginning again.
Yeah.
Because the flashbacks or flash forwards, you know, sorry, spoiler alert, those were confusing to me in the first time. But it was a good movie. Amy Adams is a little cutie.
Yeah. Probably, I would say, the best sci-fi movie from last year.
Yeah. And then I tried to, like, look up movies like it, and none of them held up.
Movies like Arrival.
I guess I didn't watch every single one that it popped up, but I just looked at the cover and was like, no.
Have you seen District 9?
No.
Ah.
Okay, so now I have I'm gonna write this down on this pad of paper you gave me.
Do you have a Blu-ray player?
Ooh, I don't.
Oh. I have it on Blu-ray, unfortunately.
What's the difference between a Blu-ray player and a DVD player?
A DVD can hold 4.6 gigabytes of data, and a Blu-ray can hold, I think, around 45 gigabytes of data, so it's about 10 times as much information. So the number of pixels in the video image is much higher for Blu-ray. It's 1080p.
Oh, okay. So it's just watching things in like
the higher resolution. Yep. So the picture's crisper, and as the compression technology is supposed to be better, I guess. So the colors are better.
Interesting.
It's a little bit better picture quality, but most things are streaming now. So
right.
You're getting pretty good picture quality with streaming. Not everyone has super fast internet.
Then so, it gets blurry.
Yeah. Because a lot of it is the bit rate, which is like the number of the amount of data in each frame.
Mm-hmm.
And physical media, you don't have to worry about the internet being too slow. So it's like the best picture quality possible.
That makes sense. Yep. I'll probably never own a Blu-ray player, though. I can't imagine.
I don't know. There's something about having the physical disc. Like, you can watch it. You can loan it to a friend. You can sell it.
Oh, for sure.
When you get a digital license for something, it's just in some account. Like, you can't
loan it to a friend, really. We can't fully trust the cloud.
Yeah. I mean, Amazon might go out of business.
What?
Eventually. I don't know. Probably not. Jeff Bezos is kind of a badass.
That's true. I read a lot about him when I was working at a place that did a similar online sales thing. We studied him.
Did you read about Blue Origin at all?
Well,
it's his rocket chip company.
I feel like it sounds familiar, but I don't know much about it. It's rocket chip company.
Yep.
That's building pretty lit.
Rockets to go into outer space and do space tourism.
Space tourism?
Yep. You'll be able to go into outer space and
check it out.
Yeah.
See if everything's all right.
See if it's like the movies. Yeah.
Oh, man. That'd be super interesting.
Would you go to like a moon colony or a Mars colony? Or?
That reminds me. I just watched Passengers, speaking of. Have you seen that?
Was that with Ryan Reynolds and...
No, Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence, and they go up to space.
They were the only ones?
Yeah.
That was a messed up movie.
That was fucked up, man. Yeah. And so I don't think I would do that now that I've seen that movie, to answer your question.
Ah.
It would have been different, because before that, I saw that movie, you would have asked me, in my head, I would have thought Xenon Girl of the 21st Century. And I'd have been like, yeah, that sounds awesome. She was like living her best life up there with protozoa. But now I'm like, man, I saw that movie and I can't go back.
Yeah, that was a bit of a... I don't know the right way to describe it. It was a good movie.
It was
kind of disturbing, but...
disturbing, for sure.
Yeah. I love sci-fi. That's my favorite genre.
I'm getting really into it, I've found out.
I think we're in like a golden age of sci-fi. Mm-hmm. There's just been some incredible movies the past 10 years or so. Did you see the new Blade Runner?
No, but that's on my list.
Oh, man. It was incredible.
Maybe I'll watch that one tonight.
I would strongly recommend it. Tight. Not just for Ryan Gosling. That is a good plus, but the whole thing was extremely well executed.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
A lot of good like AI movies too. Her, have you seen that one? With Joaquin Phoenix?
I know like about it. I haven't watched the whole thing, but like I know what it's about, and I've seen a little bits of parts of it in like some parodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a thinker.
Yeah.
And beautifully shot. Like, Spike Jonze is a fantastic director. Ex Machina. Have you seen that one?
Mm-mm.
I think that's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, I have Amazon Prime.
It used to be. I don't know if it still is. That's kind of like the dark side of artificial intelligence. And
that's interesting. I watch a movie every night, so now I'm like set for the whole week.
Yeah. If you want more movie recommendations,
I'm gonna text
you. If those
you.
Pan out, let me know.
Yeah.
I love films, and I don't even know how many hundreds of movies I've seen, but
right.
Yeah. It's one of my passions. What is a good streaming show that you've watched recently?
Oh, I just watched Game of Thrones, like, all the way through. So that one, probably. I know I'm late on the bus to jump. My girlfriend watches it, and she was like, you have to catch up so I can watch the new season. So I watched all of them all the way through up to the new season, and now I'm pissed I have to wait like everybody else, even though I just became a fan.
Sorry, there's a stink bug in my coaster.
Oh, no, don't hit it. It's going to stink.
Yeah. I think there's four of them around here somewhere, hiding in the plants.
Stink bug season?
They come inside because it's getting cold out, and they don't want to die.
R.I.P.
I think one survived in here last year, but these are like the invasive species ones, so I should probably kill them for the sake of...
the greater good.
Humanity. I don't know, farmers, something.
We are farmers.
Farmers insurance. Talk to your local representative.
Not a sponsor.
Save 15% or more on your insurance.
I think that's Geico.
And talk to Geico. Shop around. I'm saying.
We're just telling you to be informed about your insurance.
Yeah. Get multiple quotes. Maybe reevaluate every couple of years because prices change.
Maybe you don't even need it.
Don't need insurance?
Maybe you don't.
I don't endorse that position, but maybe.
Just thrown out, you know, so everyone has an opinion, like two sides.
Let's talk about working as a bartender.
Yeah, I love being a bartender. I currently work at Noco Provisions.
Ah.
Yeah, the new restaurant over on Cascade.
In Forest Hill.
Forest Hills.
I always thought that was Forest Hills.
It's
Forest Hill.
It's Forest Hill?
Yeah, but it's Forest Hills food.
Yeah, everyone says Forest Hills.
Yeah,
I've never heard anybody say Forest Hill.
And then, like, the Google Maps and directions or whatever is like, turn left on Forest Hill. I'm like,
that's super
wrong.
Weird.
And then, no.
We've all been saying it wrong forever.
Yeah.
It's probably going to stay that way.
I think it sounds better with the...
with the S.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I work over at Noco and I love it there. I love my job. I don't think I could ever not be a bartender. I like talking to people. I also like to drink. So I like to make cocktails for other people that I would like to drink as a guest at a restaurant. Yeah.
Do you work with Brett Cooper?
I do work with Brett Cooper.
Biko?
Biko. I don't call him that, but yeah. Maybe I will. Just to freak him out. He'll be like, why are you calling me that? Yep, I work with a lot of great people. My friend Tori and I have been working together for a year now, back when we worked at Mangiamo bartending, and then now we're slinging drinks over at Noco. Is nice to have like some familiar faces, but also now I have a bunch of new friends. Yeah.
I've had a lot of experience interacting with bartenders, but only from the perspective of a stool. Well, what are some things that the patrons do that annoy you as a bartender?
Oh man, I could go on forever. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. There's a lot of things that bug me, but I try not to get too mad about it. Snapping or trying to get your attention by banging your drink or something.
Oh.
People
do that?
Yeah. They'll be like, hey, yeah. Like if they have an empty bottle or something. So that's where. Oh. Nailed it.
I'm liking that instant audience.
Hell yeah. Which we're also sponsored by.
Instant audience on Amazon. It's like $7 or something.
Nice. That's the ad. What else is annoying? Oh, when you're waiting for a long time, if you're busy, and then when I get to you, you don't know what you want.
Ooh. What did they spend all that time doing?
Yeah, they were just sitting there. So those are a little annoying, but I mean, it's not the end of the world.
I was at a cocktail establishment during Griff, which will remain nameless, and I ordered a drink not knowing that it involved fire. And it made me really uncomfortable.
Really?
Because I was sitting at the table as the guy was like pouring flaming liquor back and forth between two containers.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like stuck there in the chair. Like, what if he drops it or spills it or something? Like,
and then you're on fire.
Yeah.
It would go out if he dropped it, I'm pretty sure. But.
Oh, I don't know the science behind it. It just seemed very dangerous. And
Yeah. That would be that. I mean, I used to do flaming shots back when I worked at Uccello's. A flaming butter beer.
Ooh.
Which is actually really good. But the fire doesn't fly around. It stays stationary. So you have a pint of like a shitty beer like Coors Light and it's half filled. And then in a shot glass you have butterscotch schnapps and Bacardi 151 on top, where you light that on fire, drop it, drink it. It caramelizes when it's in there, so it tastes like butterscotch beer.
Mm.
Butter beer.
Hmm. That sounds tasty.
It's kind of good. It's also kind of like you just drank a flaming shot and a shitty beer. So, it's interesting. I make people do it on their birthday. Well, I used to make people do it on their birthdays.
Yeah, I thought like fire shots had become illegal at some point.
Yeah, that was before. I think that happened in the past 3 years, where you can't light things on fire anymore at bars.
Oh.
You can't have flammable like liquor at bars. The stink bug's hanging out with you.
Yeah, it's coming up onto the microphone.
No.
Just run around.
I mean, you can kill it if you want, but then we're going to have a funeral for it.
Yeah. I thought I might like gather them up and just release them into the hallway. That way I don't bear responsibility for whatever happens next.
You don't want the blood on your hands, or the stink on your hands, I should say.
Both. Either. Let's talk about editing videos.
Oh, okay.
Because you do the video production for, do people call it I&I?
I&I, yep. I do. I use iMovie, and I just kind of taught myself how to use that. And every time I edit, I think I find something new or a different way to do it. I really want Final Cut Pro. Actually, Kara and I started a Patreon, but we kind of let that go to the back burner for a little bit. But if we can get that going, then hopefully I'd be able to use Final Cut Pro, because that looks like fun.
Have you looked at GRTV at all?
Like, oh, I know.
Community Media Center?
Yeah, Amy Gaskin always is telling me about that, where you can like rent equipment.
I think you can just borrow it. Like,
borrow
you don't have
it,
to pay or
anything. No, yeah, that's what I mean.
And they have classes. And
I should look into that.
I don't know what software they have.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see what software they have.
Yeah, just to try it out, get a taste.
Yeah, I do like teaching myself how to do things, just because I feel like I retain it better if I teach myself.
Yeah. Do you use like tutorial videos or...
I'm all about YouTube. I actually changed the serpentine bell on my car.
Oh.
Just by watching a YouTube video.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah, I've been meaning to fix the squeakiness in these chairs, but I'm not ready to watch that 90-second YouTube video yet.
Yeah, you really have to prepare yourself mentally.
I think there's glue involved and maybe power tools. I don't know.
Oh, man. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah. Maybe one day. That's on my bucket list.
Just text me once you do it. I just am curious now. I want to follow up.
I fixed the chair.
Yeah.
You can watch my 89-second YouTube tutorial once I figure out how to do it.
There you go.
Yep. Just one up the more people efficient. Doing it. Just cut out the whatever thing at the end. Please subscribe and follow. And
Yeah.
What is comedy to you?
Oh, I don't know. I think comedy to me is, it's right behind, it's right there. The stink bug.
It's probably going to fly in my mouth and then I'm going to throw up. And
oh my gosh, geez. What a show this would be. I don't know. Comedy to me is just being able to laugh at yourself and make other people feel comfortable in their own skin. Because we all, go through the same things, whether we want to admit it or not. So I think that it's nice to have people to laugh together at life. I really don't like comedy that makes fun of people that are, like, helpless or anything like that. Like, just, I think that making fun of ourselves is more relatable than picking on other people, I guess. So, yeah.
That's the punching up instead of punching down,
yeah, I think. Punch up instead of down.
If you knew for absolute certain that 1 year from now, humanity would go extinct, how would you spend that time?
Literally trying to get on SNL. I would go to New York and that's all I'd try to do. And I would also try to warn them and be like, guys, for real, I'm going to be really important because I am the only one who knows the world's going to end. So, yeah.
Let's talk about the Drunken Retort.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen you there a lot. Do you perform there, or is just something you enjoy watching? Or
my roommate, Rachel Gleason, runs the Drunken Retort with Foster and Fable. So I am there, not a lot. I probably go once or twice a month, but, I do perform there sometimes. I'll do comedy, stuff or songs. I'll perform songs too, but not every week, 'cause I know it's for spoken word and I don't do spoken word, but every once in a while, Karen and I will go or some other funny girls will come with us too, and we'll try to lighten up the mood every now and then by doing some comedy or stand up or, yeah. But it's a really great community. I've found that the poets in Grand Rapids and the artists and the comedians are all very supportive of each other. I think that that's a newer thing that's been happening, and it's nice to support across the board of all artists.
Do you do, like narrative songs or comedic songs or?
Yep. Sometimes, sometimes we'll do, Get Low by Lil Jon and the East Side Boys as like a jokey song because we slow it down and play acoustic to it. And then sometimes I do just normal showing off that I can play the guitar songs, and then we've only done like parody songs like once, maybe twice. That's not very common.
And you play guitar?
Yes, play guitar for like, how old am I, 12, 13 years, I believe. Yeah,
it's a long time to do something.
Yeah, I just bought new strings for my guitar today. It sounds beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
You play acoustic guitar or other kinds of guitar also? I don't know very much about guitars.
I have an acoustic guitar. That's mainly what I play. I have an electric guitar I play sometimes. I just bought an amp for that today too. There was a really good sale at Guitar Center. And then I play bass guitar, acoustic and electric for both of those. And then ukulele, piano, I don't know. If I have at least an hour with an instrument, I could probably play it. They all, once you learn a couple of them, they all start to just make sense, I think.
Hmm. Like the romance languages?
Yeah. Yeah, just like that.
Hmm. Similar structure, but slightly different.
Yeah.
Execution.
I want to learn how to play the banjo, but I don't want to buy a banjo and then not learn how to play it. It just seems like such a commitment, you know?
Yeah. You ever hear or watch Steve Martin play banjo?
I think seen him play banjo one time in something. I don't remember where and I don't remember why. But yeah. The one thing that turns me off about the banjo is, do you watch The Office?
I've seen every episode a couple times.
Me too.
Andy Bernard.
I hate him. I hate his character so much. So like that's part of the reason why I like don't want to buy a banjo is because I'm terrified I will be Andy Bernard. He's annoying.
What does it mean to be a comedian?
Oh, this is funny. I don't know. I think that you don't necessarily have to be doing shows or getting paid to do shows or getting paid to do anything really to be a comedian. It's whatever outlet you have, whether it's just Instagram or just Facebook, and you're funny and you make people laugh, you're a comedian. But it is also nice to get paid to do things, so I would try to do that. that's why I kind of defined myself as a comedian after I started getting paid to do shows. I was like, well, I guess this is a thing that I'm doing now.
It's always nice when your hobbies bring money in instead of...
Yeah, even if it's a little and only once in a while, still nice.
Yeah. Who are some of your role models?
Role models... Well, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler have made really good careers for themselves. I definitely look up to them and read their books all the time, like over again. If you haven't read Amy Poehler's book, you totally should, and you should listen to her say it on Audible, because it gets her point across so much better. I think that Amy Poehler has a soothing voice. Yeah, and I also look up to, I guess, my fellow comedian friends, like, you know, Sean Francis and Aaron Betka and Jenna and Funny Girls in general. I even look up to Kara and Rachel, my roommate, just like people that are next to me with me doing the same thing and we're all trying to move forward. It's like, I take a little bit of each of them that I look up to, you know, things that I like about them.
I'm going to check to see if Amy Poehler's audiobook is available through the Kent District Library System.
Oh.
Because they have a very wide selection of digital media that you can borrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ebooks. That's interesting. You can read in Kindle format or whatever. EPUB, whatever the other one is.
Yeah.
I think they have movies, music, audiobooks.
Dang, I'm missing out.
Yeah, it's all free. Well, you pay for it with taxes, so might as well get a library card. And you don't even have to go to the library to get this stuff.
You can just get it online?
Yeah. Through.
I'm writing this one down, too.
KDL.org.
Yeah, I had a, what do you call it?
Library card?
Yeah, but I lost it, so I... And that was so long ago.
Just gotta stop by your local branch and get a new one.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, free entertainment.
I'm all about free.
What are some of your favorite restaurants in Grand Rapids, and what do you like to order there?
My favorite restaurant is the one I work at, Noco Provisions. I'm just going to tell my boss that I said that two times on a podcast, and she's going to be like, oh, my God. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what she'll say.
On the corner of Forest Hill and Cascade, where the Forest Hills Inn used to be, which thankfully is torn down now.
Yeah. Have you been to Noco yet?
I haven't.
You should totally come in. It is very, what is the word for like that? It's like just cozy. Bougie? No, oh. Bougie. It's not bougie. It's like rustic, but comfy, but like a little modern.
Okay.
That's how I would describe it. Yeah, it's just like a cozy little restaurant. And then I'm there all the time because I work there. But if I'm going out, I definitely go to Stella's a lot. I have to say that probably the most. It's closest to my house. And I always get the Stella Blue Burger, voted GQ Magazine best burger in America. And I like going to Cottage before Calm. Then I get, I'm a big burger girl. I just realized I like to get the Kentucky Bourbon Burger from there.
Mm.
Where else do I go?
Have you had the burgers at Johnny B's?
I haven't been there yet. Is it good?
Very good.
Very good burger.
Their French fries are incredible. Mm. When they're fresh.
Okay.
Sometimes they'll put them under a heat lamp. They used to always fry them to order when it was the old location.
Johnny B's. I see it. I see people there all the time. I just didn't know.
It's really good.
Yeah.
They do really good barbecue now too. Smoked chicken wings that are very good. Brisket.
The applause.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Johnny B's. Love across it. From Elk Brewing and Donkey Taqueria on Henry and Wealthy.
I can't believe you knew the cross street.
I drive for Uber and Lyft, so I've learned the street names and layout of Grand Rapids quite intimately.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's probably one of the nicest things about doing that type of work is seeing parts of the city that you've never seen before.
Right. I've lived here almost my whole life. Well, actually that's a lie. I moved for a little bit, but I was born and raised in Grand Rapids, and I still don't know if I've even been down all of these side roads right down here by like in between Cherry and Wealthy. There's so many of those tiny
through there. Like walking around there, you see a lot of really nice houses.
Now that I play Pokemon Go, and which I didn't in the beginning.
Oh.
So I started like at the 1 year anniversary, I started playing.
Which team?
Blue. Mystic.
Can you hit the applause button for me, please?
Yay. Good. Yeah. Anybody who's anybody is blue. Fable the Poet is yellow, and it makes me so mad because he has some of the strongest Pokemon.
Instinct?
I just don't like the color yellow. But yeah, since I've been playing Pokemon Go, it's definitely like walking around Grand Rapids. I see so many more things that I never saw before.
Yeah. As long as you're not staring at your phone the whole time.
Right.
I think, what level are you?
29.
Wow.
I know. I got up really fast.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop playing.
I'm still 28. I don't know.
My girlfriend's been playing for over a year and she's on 31. She's very mad that I got up to her that fast. But yeah. I catch every like Pidgey. Mm. I catch every little small one. And then when I evolve all of them, I use a lucky egg.
Yeah.
And so it also helps my house has two Pokestops when I lay in bed. So I just lay in bed and just hit Pokestops back and forth. Infinite, and I can put a lure out.
Items. Yeah.
Yeah.
I played for a long time and then I've been trying to get away from it, but I still have coins. So I still have I buy the incubators to hatch the eggs because that's the most exciting thing.
Do you see the super incubators right now that you can, you walk less miles? Oh, they're on sale right now.
They are?
For 200, yeah.
Oh, I am level 29.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Oh, who's your buddy?
Charmander? I don't know. Charizard.
Oh, I don't have one of those. I'm doing Magikarp because I really want 400 candies.
Is that the
Gyarados?
Ah, yeah.
But I only have 185, so that's going to be a friggin' long time.
There's not enough water around here.
I know. My girlfriend said that if you go down to sit at like Fish Ladder or Fish, what is it called?
Fish Ladder.
Fish Ladder. So why am I thinking there's a hook in there? Fish Hook Ladder.
Fish Hook Ladder.
There's a bunch of Magikarp down there.
Ah, there you go. Pokemon pro tip.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite thing about performing comedy?
I would say I'd be lying if I didn't say attention and validation. It's just nice to create something or share part of yourself with somebody, whether it's like doing stand-up and you're telling a story about your life or making fun of yourself, or doing sketch and it's something that is your brainchild and you thought was funny and somebody else relates to that and laughs at it, the like satisfaction of that connection that you feel with people, that laughter is the main reason I like to do it. It's euphoric, I guess. I do get the post-show blues after like doing a really big show or doing, and my energy level is at a full zero after that. People may see me after shows and I'm just like not the excited Megan, but I think that it takes a lot of energy to have that connection with an audience where you're laughing together at something and it will just tucker you out.
And what is your favorite thing about watching comedy?
I really like watching when I'm watching stand up, the people like watching how they got to the joke that they're getting, like that thought process. It's really like, I know that everybody's got a different opinion right now about Louis C.K., but if we could just skim over that and then, but his last special, I felt like as I watched it, it was like you could see the whole thought process that he got to where he got to the joke. And I think that that's, I don't know, funny and interesting to see how people's brains work to get somewhere. Or sketches that have that weird twist and it's like, whose idea was this? Because it's ridiculous and I love it.
And the final question of the interview portion of the show, if you could tell your 16-year-old self one thing, what would it be?
16, what was I doing? To focus. I didn't do anything in high school. And I think if I would have pushed myself a little harder, I wouldn't have to reteach myself stuff as an adult. Like in school, like, I mean, I could have been learned how to edit videos a long time ago. There was a class for that, that I took and I just didn't pay attention. I would just tell myself not to take, all that stuff lightly, focus and buckle down so that you can get to where you're going faster, I guess, with less hiccups along the way.
Thank you. And I haven't had time yet to set up a transition into the break. So if you wouldn't mind doing some sort of performance, musical or otherwise, and then ring the bell, one of the bells, to let me know that you're done.
Oh, impromptu performance?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what to do. You want me to, I just have no idea.
Could be anything.
I can't, I literally am at a loss for any talent that I have right now.
It could be sound effects. Some people beatbox, some people do.
Oh, I could beatbox.
Poetry. Some people beatbox? Sing. Sure.
Okay. Let's see if I can do it. Nice.